Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner hosted a rally in downtown Syracuse Tuesday to hear from refugees and immigrants affected by President Donald Trump's immigration ban. The ban prevents citizens from seven countries in parts of Africa and the Middle East from entering the United States for the next 90 days. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Miner's Trump Tuesday rally mirrors other protests taking place around the country.
Habiba Baru is 9 months pregnant and lives in Syracuse. She is Muslim and a refugee from Ethiopia, which is not one of the seven countries banned. She braved the cold and the snow to show solidarity with other refugees in the community.
My son recently, during the election, asked me questions like, Mom, the fact that Donald Trump is a president right now, does that mean that he's going to take you and father away from us because that's what we're hearing in school? And that breaks my heart. So it does affect me so much.
She talks about how just 2 days ago, an African refugee was attacked on Syracuse's north side.
He's new to America, and he has just been here for 2 months. He was beaten down, and he was robbed, and they just left him there to, you know, suffer.
Chol Majok was one of the lost boys of South Sudan. Immigrants from the country of Sudan to the north are banned by Trump's order. Majok knows firsthand what it's like to live in a refugee camp and not be able to leave.
You don't have adequate clean water. You don't have medical. You'd go days without food. Who would want to be in that? And a lot of people die waiting to be resettled because they can't go back to where they came from.
Majok says he is not shocked by Trump's ban, but he is disappointed.
Because the country that we love so much, the country that we dream so much, that we want to come and be a part of and build those values that make this country so great, is turning into this. It's disturbing because there's many of our brothers and sisters that are waiting there that can be great Americans.
And some immigrants at the rally say they do not disagree fully with the president. They say the idea of keeping out terrorists is right, but the process is wrong. The mayor says the rallies will continue depending on how many people are willing to speak up on how the president's actions affect them. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.